This is Weekly Dose of Wellness, brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. Here's Deborah Howell.
You know, there are so many decisions to make when it comes to planning for a baby, including what kind of birth you'd like to have, what type of care provider you'd like to use, and how to prepare for your birth. Jessica Ayala is with us today. She's a maternity concierge, and she's here to tell us about the maternity concierge service offered to expecting mothers who choose to deliver their baby at the Women's Hospital at Memorial Care Saddleback Medical Center. Welcome, Jessica.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
We are thrilled to have you because I've always wondered, what is a maternity concierge?
Yes, I'm very excited about this role. Being a maternity concierge means providing individualized support for patients who are looking to deliver at Saddleback Medical Center. So whether it's regards to signing up and providing like registration, hospital tours, or baby classes, or learning more about like insurance and billing questions, the maternity concierge helps navigate their journey. So getting them connected to the right people and resources. So that's what I do as the maternity concierge.
Well, I totally love the title and I love the concept, but for you, it's a reality. What are the advantages of having a maternity concierge for new moms?
Like you said previously, it's a great change for new moms from pregnancy to the point of baby's delivery. There's so many questions, so many things to do on that to-do list. And so having a maternity concierge can help provide that personalized support and just giving them the comfort that they have someone that they can lean into. And as a maternity concierge, we have access to all the resources at the hospital, having the right people on call for it to be able to help answer questions. So being able to provide that comfort.
Yeah. So it's a warm professional team that they're getting.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And how is Saddleback Medical Center's maternity concierge program different from others in the area?
So our maternity concierge services, it's not specific to high-risk patients. So we cater to all moms who are expecting and planning to give birth at the Women's Hospital. So from really any stage, even if they're preparing to get pregnant, they can always call and ask questions and we'd be happy to help.
That is a wonderful thing indeed. And how do you exactly partner with both OBGYNs and midwives, depending on the preference of the mom?
Yes. So our OBGYNs and midwives, they know the value of their patients having that maternity concierge as part of their support system. So for any patients who have questions about like the maternity suites, what amenities are available at the Women's Hospital, or even if you want to get more to the nitty-gritty of their cost estimates and billing questions, the providers know who they can refer their patients to. So it's providing that extra step, that personable support for their patients.
What about counseling for the father-to-be as well?
Oh, absolutely. And they know that they can reach out to me. I've had many of our providers, I've had the pleasure of speaking with them, and they always express their gratitude and being able to refer their patients to me. Because for any questions that may be out of the ordinary even, I can always look into it and I'll find the answer. If I don't have it on hand, I'll be able to look into what our community resources are available, what other recommendations we can provide. So it's a really great opportunity to be able to provide that.
You're the tent pole in this whole thing.
Yeah, I'm just happy to provide that extra step, you know.
You do sound really happy with your work. What's your favorite part about being a maternity concierge?
My favorite part, I would say it's being involved in the outreach efforts. So while I have the pleasure of being the concierge that support for new moms and answering their questions, there's a special level of joy that I can experience when meeting the patients in person, whether at outreach events or even at the maternity classes, I'm able to meet them face to face and be able to let them know how I can be there for them.
Do you ever get to meet the little babes?
Not yet. I haven't had that pleasure yet, but I would love to one day. You know, that'd be great.
I'm curious, what makes maternity concierge services offered at Saddleback Medical Center different?
So it's that personable touch. It elevates the patient's experience. So giving them that extra step to help them feel empowered in their pregnancy journey. So that's what makes these services at Saddleback Medical Center different. However they want to have their delivery tailored to their preferences, they can definitely express that to the maternity concierge and we can have that communication, making sure that their teams are in the know. And I think that's what makes it different and special.
You know, when we were growing up, there were no such things as nurse navigators or maternity concierges. What kind of a difference do you think it makes?
Oh, I think just because in general, the healthcare system, like there's just so many things to know and to learn about. And it can be confusing. And especially since it's a new journey and so many stresses that can come with it, so many unknowns. And you just want to make sure you have a support team behind you in your care and having that as a priority, having your care as a priority. So I think that's what really makes that elevated experience now.
There was definitely a void and you're filling it, and it's a wonderful thing. What are some other ways that the Women's Hospital at Saddleback Medical Center is different from other hospitals?
At the Women's Hospital, we consider our patients as an integral part of our community. So we definitely welcome them with open arms and strive to make them feel safe and comfortable. So one of the additional comforts that we provide is in the unlikely event that a patient needs extra care and their newborn needs extra care, we have a level 3 NICU on site, allowing both the mother and baby to stay together without separation. And that's just providing that extra comfort and specialized service.
That is huge, knowing that it's right down the hall. You're just covered from when you're thinking about having a baby all the way to if there's complications at the very end after the birth. So that's just amazing. How can you access maternity concierge services?
New moms can call me at my work cell at 949-416-6455, or they can visit our website to learn more, and they can always contact me there.
Okay, and I'll just give that. It is memorialcare.org/smcbaby. Jessica, is there anything else you want to add to our conversation?
I'm just really grateful for this opportunity to share more about the maternity concierge services, how I can provide support to the community. So I'm always happy to help. So I'm really grateful to be able to spread the word.
Well, you're such a bright light in this space, and we're just so grateful to have you on our program today, and go out there and help some more moms.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
For more information or to listen to a podcast of this show, please visit memorialcare.org. That's memorialcare.org. That's all for this time. I'm Deborah Howell. Have yourself a terrific day.